Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. This is the Mind Changers Podcast. I am your old pal, Rob Vernon, and it is a great day to have a great day. I think it is. I hope it is anyway for you or wherever you are and whatever you are happen to be doing today. I am out plying my trade on the left coast once again, and it's a some days it's a challenge, but today doesn't happen to be one of those days, so I feel grateful for that, and I hope you are having a wonderful day on top of it. So, today, we're going to have a little bit of a discussion about mental health, and specifically, its interaction or its intersection with physical health and the current things that we are all feeling now. So whether there's anxiety, whether there's concern, whether the stuff that we feel that we get medicated out of us, right? That's what I want to talk about a little bit, because I'm learning, and I'm learning from a multitude of sources, and I'm learning from my own experiences and my own knowledge and my own ideas how to deal with that. And a lot of this applies to me, but the more people that I talk to, it applies to them as well. And so I wanted to share some of that stuff because I think, this is just me, of course, but I think that I think it will help people. And I don't know if it will help you, and I hope it does. But, you know, in my time, in my experience, in my life on planet Earth, and I've been around for a long time, I know that. Things can get weird, and they've gotten weirder over the past decade, past 20 years, really, than they've ever been before. And when I say that, I just mean that things are challenging, right? So ideas are challenging, concepts are challenging, real things are challenging, and it's an uphill battle to figure out what's what. We're always worried about everything but the things that we should be worried about. And very often, it leads us to a place that creates this ridiculous amount of anxiety and fear and worry and concern and panic. Stuff that we don't need to feel. Stuff that we don't have to feel, but we do. Because we're not very much like... we're not ready. And so very much like... going for a run for the first time. You're not going to run 15 miles the first time out, or 10 miles, or even a mile the first time out. You're going to run, you know, a few hundred yards and be a little tired, right? Unless you're in amazing shape. You're probably not going to be in running shape, right? The first time you try to lift weights, you're not going to be able to lift, you know, 200 pounds immediately, or 500 pounds immediately on a deadlift or whatever, because you're not in shape to do that, right? So, very much like that, the way that the mind works, and everything is interconnected, so we'll talk a little bit about that, but the way that the mind works is a different situation. So you're not, but yet very similar, because if you don't prepare, if you don't dig in, if you don't do the work mentally, and sometimes you may need to bring in professional folks to do that for you, to help do that for you, if you don't bring that stuff to bear, if you don't bring the practice on your mind, into your mind, then you won't be ready for things when they go sideways. You know, if you're not feeling worried or anxious now, looking at the state of the world as it is, you know, you should feel anxious about that. You should. You know, we're on the brink of a lot of different things in the world, and it's frightening, but it's okay to be anxious, but what you do with that anxiety is what is the end result of the practice that you've engaged in to try to manage that, right? So what I mean is this. When you're facing something that's frightening or scary or makes you fearful, it's okay to face that stuff, and it's okay to be anxious. That's, you know, that's your alert. That's your high limit light. That's your problem, you know, notification system. But once you do that, that's the alarm. Once the alarm goes off, what happens? What do you do in that moment? Do you run away? Do you panic? Do you shit a little ring around yourself? Well, what is it you do during that time? And then what happens immediately after you do that? So when you've got a process of saying, hey, you know what? this thing freaks me out. I'm really super freaked out right now. I'm very anxious about this. What does it mean? Well, it means I'm in fear of something. Okay, what is that something? Well, that's these five things. Do I trust this person to help guide us through this? If I'm in a situation where somebody else is in control, I have no choice. I have to trust them. It's going to be fine. Or, no, I don't trust them. Holy crap. Oh, I have to get out of this position. I'm scared. Or does it mean, you know, how it is defined, how it works, that's the challenge. That's the difference. That's the point of it, right? And so when we talk about that from a perspective of mental health, we talk about it from that standpoint of, well, you know, if you have a lot of anxiety during your day, then maybe you should probably take medicine or a pill or pharmaceutical X. And that'll help. That'll make some of that go away and you'll feel better. But all you do when that happens is you turn off the alarm. You don't actually fix the thing that set the alarm off. You don't actually, you know, stop the leak. You don't actually put the fire out. You don't accidentally, or you don't automatically stop the intruder. It doesn't happen. You just turn off the alarm, right? And it makes you feel good for a little bit. But it still doesn't go away. It's the same thing with weight loss, right? Or with fitness or whatever it is. If you constantly fall back on, if you're an emotional eater and you don't fix that emotional portion of your life, you might get into fantastic fighting shape once, but then you'll go back to what you did when your life turned sideways and the emotions are high. You'll eat yourself out of that fitness because you're freaked out. So the idea is to create a scenario for yourself where you are you create your own anti-anxiety. You create your own anti-fragile nature. You create your own space to be healthy in. And then whenever things go sideways in your life, whenever there's a panic-inducing event or you're in fear and you feel the anxiety and you see the alarm go off or you feel the alarm go off in your head, you can address it by sitting with the problem and asking the questions. Get a routine that works for you. So, you know, something's happening and I'm scared of it. So the fear of flying is a big thing, right? That's a huge thing. And there are plenty of documents and psychologists and psychiatrists and plenty of people out there who can figure out how to deal with a fear of flying. But by and large, the things that you have to ask yourself once you have the information on board. So the turbulence is really bad. Am I going to get injured? Probably not. You know, is the wing going to snap off? Well, if you look at how that stuff works, if you find some of that information online, you'll be like, oh, well, it takes a lot to make a wing fall off or bad things to happen. So that happens, you know, so you know that's very unlikely. That's highly unlikely. So if not altogether impossible. So what's the other thing I'm scared of? Well, I'm out of control of this situation. Well, then, you know, do I trust what's happening? And so you fly enough, you start to get comfortable with it, and you start to get more and more easy, you know, at ease with the things that happen on a flight, and then you start to be more comfortable with it. So something that used to freak you out, whatever it is, you look back on your life and you say, you know what, I used to really get freaked out by getting on the bus because I didn't know what was happening. I didn't know how to behave. I didn't know how other people should behave around me, all that. Well, but now you know, right? If you've taken it a lot, you know. Be walking around late at night to ready to defend yourself, right? And this is one of those things that kind of sticks in my craw, and one of the things that I talk about a lot. And it's frustrating to me because you hear, you know, how, you know, ladies, you should be on the lookout for all these things that happen, and ladies, you know, be aware of all these things. Yeah, no, it's true. You should be, but men need to be afraid of that stuff too, aware of that stuff as well, because, Well, women are victims a lot. So are men. And you have to have situational awareness around you. The fact of the matter is this. You will be safer in some places than others, but you are never safe. And that's a condition you have to be entirely comfortable with, because there's no other option. You can't make yourself safe in a world of insecurity that lacks safety and that lacks any of that stuff. You can't make yourself safe. It's impossible. what you can do is make yourself safer, make yourself ready to function in the process of defending yourself if you need to do that. That's what you can do. That's what you can fix. That's how you can address the problems that are in front of you. That doesn't mean you're going to be able to, walk freely and not have anything to worry about ever. You should be aware of your surroundings and you should be concerned about things that are out of place, right? But that doesn't mean you have to freak out. That doesn't mean you have to overdo it. That doesn't mean you have to get into a space where, you know, everything is a threat and you're scared of everything and that doesn't serve you. That doesn't get you anything. All it does is make you a prisoner to your own fear. So when we talk about being anti-fragile and being anti-anxiety in your own universe, in your own space, in your own life, what I really mean by when I say that is you have to talk real with yourself. You have to dig into whatever the problem is, whatever the issue is. Be true. Talk to yourself about it and then address it. Start to take real steps toward addressing whatever it is that freaks you out, that makes you scared, that makes you nervous, right? And sometimes it's what other people do. Sometimes it's what other people do that make you nervous. So other drivers on the road, you might be on an airplane and be freaked out about that. You might not like bridges or you might not like elevators or all of that stuff. And yes, life is an inherently risky activity. That you can never fully eliminate the risk from. But what you can do is you can focus on the questions that you need to ask yourself about why you're anxious or fearful or concerned about thing X or Y. Then, after that, you're going to be fine. And here's the reason you're going to be fine, because once you know the answers, you have a way to fix the problem. So once you have the answers, you know how to deal with the question. And so when I talk about that, when I say, hey, I'm really freaked out about getting in the back of this Uber because I'm not sure about where we're going to go. But here's what I did. I put our destination into my phone and then I know where we're going all the time. And I have the emergency button ready to push. And in my pocket, I have, whatever type of self-defense mechanism that will help me in case this guy decides to get froggy and do something to me or somebody else does. So I have made myself as safe as possible, right? Then the question is, am I still scared? Am I still frightened? Am I still anxious? Am I still worried? And if the answer is yes, then, and it continues to be yes, then maybe it's a question for professionals. But if the answer is no, then you have the prescription, then you have the recipe to address anxiety in that particular situation, right? And you can reuse that recipe, you can reuse that formula every single time. Why am I freaked out? What is it about this particular area, this particular thing that makes me afraid? And what can I do about it? And when the answer comes, it's like, well, geez, I didn't know I was afraid of this, but it seems illogical now for me to be afraid of this because X, Y, and Z have happened and we know that it's okay. That's the challenge in many cases to say, we have this situation where we know that, X, Y, and Z is going to happen and all of this stuff is going to be true. And what we don't know is why does this not work? Why does, why am I still afraid? Why am I still scared, constantly anxious? Well, if you do find yourself unable to apply the formula or to apply the recipe or to apply the idea to multiple situations, you may have some anxiety issues that can't be solved by, this kind of rational work. So you'd need to actually speak to someone, speak to a professional. And fellas especially, there's no shame in therapy at all. There's no guilt in therapy at all. If you need it, you should go. I go. Everybody should go to something, talk to someone at some point about their problems, because man, if you do not let that out, you are a vessel that gathers pressure. And when that pressure gets too much, it will overwhelm you. And if it overwhelms you, bad things happen and you treat yourself poorly, right? So, speaking of treating yourself poorly, there are several people like the Hubermans of the world and the Goggins of the world, people like that. If you don't know who Andrew Huberman is, look him up, or David Goggins or any of these people. When you wake up in the morning, there are three cost-free things that you can do to bring your body into alignment. You should still work out. You should still do as much as you possibly can, as often as you possibly can, even if it's low speed, low scale stuff. But the three things you can do is get sunlight on your skin, right? Whether that means going outside without your shirt or just getting outside and putting sunlight on your face, whatever it is, doing what kind of breath work works for you, whether that's, you know, the Wim Hof method or whether that's just a, you know, an app that shows you how to do breath work. Seek out, be a seeker of knowledge when it comes to the exchange of oxygen, because it's so challenging, it's so difficult, especially post-COVID now, when you've got a lot of folks who have diminished capacity in the lungs and some of the stuff that's happened. Being able to breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth, do that for 5 minutes straight. Do the 4-7-8 breathing. So in for four, hold for seven, exhale for eight. Dr. Andrew Weil, he's one of those guys that talks about that. And it's a well-known, it's a well-known trick. It's a hack, if you will. It's a way for you to control the anxiety and the nervousness in your body. All of those things. Get out there and do those three things every morning. And get touch the earth if you can do it. With your bare feet is best. Get some sun on your face. Get up early in the morning to do that if you can. And then do a little bit of breath work, a little bit of meditation, whatever feels the best to you. And if you think meditation is some kind of irreligious thing or it goes against your religion, I promise you it doesn't, because prayer and meditation are roughly the same thing when done properly. So, you know, whether you're Christian or Muslim or Buddhist or Jewish or whatever you happen to be, or if you're nothing at all, meditation is just thought. It's just rumination. It's just constantly thinking on one particular thing until that particular thing is solved in your head, or it is just sitting in silence, listening to your mind, and then finding a way to make it quiet, to make yourself peaceful in stressful situations and in non-stressful situations, so you can go into stressful situations at peace. That's to keep your head, to quote Rudyard Kipling, when everyone else is losing theirs. That's what it means. That's what you should be doing. And that's what you should be able to do. And this is a very quick, short introduction kind of thing to it all. But what that stuff does for free, at no cost to you, no matter where you are, no matter when you are, you can probably do these three things every time that you wake up. You take 15 minutes at the beginning of your day, do that stuff, and in a month of doing that, you can feel the change in your mind and in your heart and in your body. And if you continue to work out in whatever way is most suited to your capability, you will see the changes in your body, you will feel them in your mind and heart. It will change you, just a little bit even. It will change you and point you in the right direction and make you healthier and stronger mentally, stronger physically. You don't have to do what these Instagram models do. You don't have to do what these bodybuilders do. You don't have to do any of that. What you're there for is the best for you. What is the best for you? How good do you want to feel? How strong do you want to be? How much do you want to get out of your daily life? Because it is long sometimes, and it is mostly short in the against the fullness of time we are here, but an eye blink, right? So what are we doing? What are you actually doing? Day in, day out, what are you just wasting your time? And sometimes it's good to waste time. Sometimes if it's just hanging out with friends or playing a game or doing the thing that brings you joy, whether that's listening to, you know, to music or playing music or watching movies or whatever it is, do the things that bring you joy. Don't forget to do that, because your joy, your happiness is important. It's critical to your health and your success and your thriving. Do not give up on that joy, that happiness, that thrill. Don't give up on that, because it's important. But also, don't be afraid to do hard shit. One of the most incredible things that I had to learn in the fire business is don't be afraid to do hard shit. Go do hard things. Go do scary things. Because if the better you get at doing those scary things, the more freaked out you the less freaked out you are when you're doing big scary stuff, the better you're able to handle the day-to-day things. I mean, I had a situation myself back in the day when I bounced the fire truck off of a building. I didn't mean to, backed up into it. It was an accident, right? But, and I didn't cause a ton of damage, but it was still big because I was brand new at engineering. So I was like, oh, well, geez, I don't know what to do. Well, I was scared. I was, because I knew the thing that I did was incorrect, and I was beating myself up on the mistake about it. And so, when I sat down in the chief's office, it was a small office, but it seemed like I was 100 miles away and I didn't know what was happening. And I got in trouble and I took it, and, you know, I dealt with whatever was going to happen, and I took the things that I needed to do and fixed the problems that I needed to fix. And now, and later on when I made mistakes, I freely admitted them and said, hey, hey, boss, this is what I did. I'm sorry I screwed up. I didn't mean it to happen, but it was an error. You know, it wasn't gross. It was just a small thing. And I fixed the problem. And so I got comfortable in the state where I've made mistakes every so often, and I fixed those mistakes. Apropos of nothing, I would love to see our politicians do that. I would like to see a politician in America say, yeah, you know, I'm not sure how to fix that. I don't know. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to find the best, the 10 best people at that problem, and we're going to put them on it, and then we're going to come back and talk to you. If a politician had the temerity to say such a thing in an election year, I don't care what party they are, I'd vote for that person, because that person knows that they don't know everything, but together we all do. You know, together more people, 10 brains are better than one. Why not go forward with it, right? Instead of this back room full of mysterious policy writers who just come up with, you know, whatever bought and paid bullshit that they come up with. You know, I don't know how to fix this problem yet. I don't have my arms around it. But here's the thing. There are a large handful of people that do know, and we're going to have that discussion, and we're going to do it publicly, and then we're going to bring a solution to you, and we're going to apply it, whatever the issue is, right? So that would be something that I would really love to see, but that's just me. Anyway, I hope that the last 20 odd minutes have been helpful, and that I hope that you are having the day that you need to have. And if that's not the case today, I hope tomorrow is. We're screaming into the weekend, and you can lay back and, you know, sit back and enjoy the ride, or you can sit up and be tense. But either way, this day is going its way. So just flow with it. Just be with it. Just understand it, and do as well as you possibly can in the process. Because you only get this one bite at the apple, and you need to be able to be ready for anything. So I hope I've been some sort of help, and I hope I've changed a little bit of your mind to think about doing some of these things for your body and your mind. And we'll keep on this, because this is a very interesting topic to me, I think, and I need more knowledge, and I need to share more knowledge that I have. So thank you very much for listening. Have an excellent day. I hope your day is fantastic. And please, when you go out into the world today and this weekend, the safety briefing is still the safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not take away from the population. Keep out of the jail and off of the news. And if you do end up in jail, establish dominance quickly. Thanks, everybody, and be excellent to each other. Bye-bye.